All right. Good evening, everyone. We've now been joined by our race winner in today's NASCAR Xfinity Series, United Reynolds 250 here at Talladega Super Speedway. Sammy Smith won. And Sammy, this is your second Xfinity Series victory in 70 starts. Congratulations on that win. Tell us a little bit about those final laps and what that kind of looked like from your vantage point in the car.
Do I need to be closer to this or is this fine?
You're good. We can hear you. Yeah.
Yeah, it was tough. You know, Stage one, we weren't the best. Stage two, we were able to get the car a lot better. We get some good, solid stage points. That was kind of our goal going into it, was to get good stage points. And luckily, we were able to get 9 stage points there. And that put us in a good position for track position there at the end. So, yeah, it was tough. You know, I didn't know what the best strategy was in my past Super Speedway races. And this one seemed to be best running up front and just trying to stay out of trouble. And we did that. And there's a lot of great guys that gave me really good pushes there at the end. So thank you to all those guys. But, man, it feels really good to win again. It's been a tough season for us. And even feels even better to get locked in round of 8.
All right. We'll go ahead and open for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll work to get a mic to you. And we're going to start here in the back.
Blake Smith, WVJS Radio. Sammy, congratulations on the win. How much is it of a relief going into the Roval, knowing that you are locked in when the Roval is also a wild card in this round as well?
Yeah, thank you. It feels really good. You know, we haven't been the best all year, and it's been a struggle year. To be able to kind of get momentum here in these last couple races has been really good. We made a change with crew chiefs and kind of whole team the last, I think it was 4 races ago, and we've clicked really well. But overall, yes, it feels good to be able to be locked into the round of 8.
All right, any additional questions? Okay, we'll come up front to Bob. Right there in the Navy. Thank you.
Bob Packers, Fox Sports. Were you a little bit surprised that, like, that Chandler had lost his help? Like, were you looking around like, yeah, where am I supposed to go? There's supposed to be a run coming.
Yeah, I mean, it happened so fast, honestly, that I'd have to go back and watch a clear replay of it to get a exact view. But I think coming to the white flag through the tri-oval, I just stuck bottom, and I think I was like 5th or something, maybe like that, and they all kind of went high, and I think the 42 was behind me and gave me a really good push, and then the 39 gave me a really good push. But yes, I was very surprised to see kind of all those guys lose their momentum up top.
And is it bigger to you to advance or bigger of you to just get a win this year?
I think both. You know, I think to win, yes, I'd say the biggest thing is we have struggled all year, and it's been a tough year. And I think we've shown speed at kind of every track, just haven't really put races together, have had a lot of mistakes as a team. So I'd say to win, it feels really good again.
All right, our next question will go to Chris Knight, then we'll go to Holly, Kane, Steven, I got you. Go ahead, Chris.
Chris Knight, KitchWise.com. Sammy, congrats on the win. What are you capable in the round of 8? Are you guys capable of advancing to the championship 4? I think Martinsville is one of your best tracks as well.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Yeah, I think... Yes, I think now having an extra week to try to prepare for those 3 races ahead and being, which Las Vegas, Homestead, and Martinsville, like you said, I feel like we showed a lot of speed last week at Kansas in the mile and a half, and obviously we didn't get to show it very well. We got wrecked lap 2. So, yes, I feel like we can hopefully – we'll probably have to go win again in the point situation we are in, just with not having any playoff points, but – I think we can go win one of the next 3 races in the round of 8 and hopefully lock ourselves into the championship 4. Thank you.
All right, Holly.
Congratulations to you. Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. Okay. Kind of to Bob's point, can you just talk a little bit more about the emotions of going into this race, the situation we're in, and coming out a race winner and the weight lifted off you?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was very nerve-wracking, I think. There was a caution with 15 to go and then 7 to go and then obviously that green-white checkered. And as a driver at a super speedway, you're just kind of waiting to get wrecked that close up to the front if it's somebody going to push you too hard or just being super aggressive trying to make moves. And that just wasn't the case today, which was good for us. But, yeah, it's very nerve-wracking in those positions. My spotter, Tyler Mon, did a great job of helping me be able to navigate lanes all day, and I feel like we worked good together. Yeah, I think, yeah, definitely going into the Roval is a sigh of relief, but I think, like I said, we're going to have to win again to advance to Phoenix, I think. So hopefully we can do that and really focus on the round of eight. Thank you.
All right, we'll take one final question up front here from Stephen.
Stephen Toronto, CBS Sports. Sammy, you talked about Martinsville, and going back to that race last year, you win the pole, have the fastest car in the field. I think you ended up third at the end and wasn't enough to make the championship four. Knowing that you had that opportunity out there and now being in the round of eight and having the chance to, you know, go back and maybe finish the job this time, how much has that, I don't know, fueled you as you've gone through this year or even as you've entered the playoffs?
Yeah, I think having Martinsville in the round of eight, if we could be able to make it there, was always good for me just with having a lot of short track experience and Martinsville being one of my better tracks. I think hopefully we can go in either at Homestead or Vegas so we don't have to kind of back into that and be in a must-win going into Martinsville because, like you said, it was we had the best car and led a lot of the race, got the pole, and at the end of the day got kind of wrecked. And we still finished third, but it kind of gets crazy there at the end. So definitely feels good, and hopefully we can go win one of the next three races.
And on the subject of the championship four, you know, Phoenix being the place where you won your first race back in the spring of 23, you know, how much does that also put out, you know, man, if we can just get there, anything might be possible for us?
Yeah, for sure. I think as a whole, JRM was really good there. The first race, Justin almost won and blew that left rear or whatever. So it feels good knowing that Phoenix is the championship final track, and it is one of my favorite racetracks as well.
Thanks, Sammy.
Thank you.
All right, we'll come up front here to Holly for a follow-up.
Sorry about that.
You're good.
I just wanted to ask you, I mean, you started so far back in the field, but you moved very quickly forward. I mean, did you feel like you had a good car and you're not entirely surprised that you were at least contending for a win today?
Yeah, in the past, JRM has usually qualified really bad, and we kind of knew going into it that was a struggle for all cars, and unfortunately we were the worst one to qualify 27th. But, yes, I think we knew going into the race we had handling put into the race car and not so much raw speed. So it wasn't a surprise. It did kind of catch us off surprise. We qualified 27th, and luckily we were able to work our way up there. Thanks.
All right. Any final questions? All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
For spending some time with us.
Yep, thanks.